This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Now, for a story about an unintended consequence of the COVID-19 pandemic. For a number of years, small communities across Massachusetts have been struggling to staff their volunteer fire departments.
If we could recruit more, we definitely would. Just the eligible or willing base is just not stepping forward as much as we would like. And that's, you know, nationally.
But stepping forward is what is needed both here and elsewhere. Last year, the number of volunteer firefighters reached a new low nationally, according to data from the National Fire Protection Association. Herb Guyette is personally facing that volunteer void. He's the fire chief in Buckland, a town of fewer than 2,000 in Franklin County.
You know, if you have 8 on the roster, and if you're lucky, 4 of them show up, then you still have to deal with mutual aid.
And that was what happened for a recent structure fire in his town. Nearby communities sent along volunteer crews to assist with fighting a house fire. Guyette says structure fires are
kind of few and far between, so if people can leave work, they do.
One of the local fire departments that showed up to help was from neighboring Coleraine, a town with fewer residents than Buckland at last count, but a relatively strong roster of volunteers. Still, Coleraine Fire Chief Nick Anzoni says even he was surprised by the turnout for the structure fire the other day.
There's at least 3 or 4 people who wouldn't have been there. They normally would have been away at their job.
But they weren't away at their jobs. A number of those firefighters showed up because they're out of work. A lot of businesses have closed in the wake of the new coronavirus.
One person is working every other day now. It just happened to be his off day.
So while those Coleraine firefighters have upheavals with their employment status, like so many other people right now, the extra time they've found themselves with means more might be able to respond to emergency calls.
If there is an upside, I'll take it. Yeah, if that's what happens, oh yeah, absolutely.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Carrie Healy.